Bank.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is 8:06 on this Friday, May 1st. Welcome to May, everybody. We're here at Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 last night. Randy Allison and his wife, Beth, were at Trinity. They're watching on at their lakeside home right now. They have us on YouTube.
Thank you, Randy.
Yeah. Also,
and
too,
Beth.
There are a lot of other space words that I've heard.
I saw it.
Space needle, you know, in Seattle.
Yeah.
A space heater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saw it.
I mean, first of all, we all look at each other like, there may not be many of those.
Space
only two or three.
Blanket? What astronauts use? Yeah.
Well,
what?
I would not have. I don't know about the space blanket.
You always got to take it one step too far, don't you, Chris?
What they use.
So we have not heard from Ella, and I was wondering if she, you know, might have had a late night and didn't want to do that today. So we'll see if we hear from her. If not, we're going to get ready to play a little Fact or Crap in a second. But
Finish the Lyric is coming up as well.
Finish the Lyric
as
well.
Everybody needs to know. How I got to be this way.
It's a fun song. You know, basically, the last few weeks we've done this, we've just told you, find the song, go do it, and just sing along with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically what you do to win.
Listen, we're honoring our sponsor.
Tom Mark. Start the Lyric. That's it. Not Finish the Lyric. Start the Lyric. This is Tom Mars has got another tweet out. So he says, Arkansas tennis fans, based on a review of the most recent publicly available data, the elimination of Arkansas's men and women's tennis program created a Title IX financial aid disparity greater than 1%. Did anyone review the Title IX data before the AD pulled the plug? So, again, I am not wise enough to understand aid disparity greater than 1%. Again, you know, in a big sense, you're just trying to make sure that women are having, you know, the opportunity. The
equal opportunity.
Yeah, that's right. And so they try to balance that out with different teams.
So do you think that Tom is saying that Hunter and them might have been thinking to be able to if they knew that.
Yeah, the question is, did they know it? Did they do it on purpose?
If they knew it, then the conspiracy is there that it was. Then there's malice behind it.
Or the other, did they just miss it?
Did they miss it? But they didn't want to get rid of female tennis because that is would be the Title IX. Why are you getting rid of this one? So you got rid of the guys so that maybe that just made it a wash.
Yeah, again,
and not cause a hiccup in Title IX.
Well, what's happened now? You've got tennis players. You've got the successful tennis players that are not happy now in the state of Arkansas, and they're
letting us know.
And 100 years ago, had to figure that was going to happen.
No, I don't know if he does.
But maybe not.
As far as having some of those, having somebody upset,
That's right.
Absolutely. I'm sorry.
But maybe they would not have made a mistake on Title IX numbers, but that's what Tom Mars is alluding to.
Well, dude, I did. I'm sorry, dude. let me do that. Is all he doing getting rid of what you and I would do at our house? Am I cutting one of my streaming services so I can put that money somewhere else?
Yeah, that's a good question. By the way, Christian, make sure and cut that part. I want to hear that when Roger calls me dude, and I say, you just call me dude, if you don't mind. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. All right, let's get a contestant on the Fact or Crap. The Fact or Crap, we normally play that on Thursday, but we didn't get a chance to do that. So if one of you can hit the open.
Well, I'll find it, Christian. You find that other.
I'm what other what? What?
I don't know. What are you supposed to? I thought you were going to cut something, but you can't do it anyway, can you?
Yeah. I was just talking about him finding the dude.
We're on the page for Fact or Crap already. So
we are on the page. Here we go.
Is it fact or is it crap? You decide. Fact or Crap is brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment, founded by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison over 10 years ago. They specialize in refuge sweeper and recycle equipment. Find out more at ametrucks.com.
All right, Christian, what are we playing for? Do we have more tickets for, what was it, Ole Miss? No, not Ole Miss.
Oklahoma next Friday, I believe.
So do we still have tickets for that?
We do.
Okay, and then if somebody does not want that or can't go, then maybe you can find something else to give them.
Yeah.
So 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the
maybe
show.
Maybe they can have like front row seats to Naked Gardening Day in Rogers Backyard.
There you go. Wow. And that would be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to see a Razorback game where you can watch Roger Naked Garden? What time are you going to do that, by the way?
I don't know yet.
Usually 1 or 2?
Huh?
Post time is usually 1 or 2.
Post time is usually 1 or 2. I have to coordinate it properly because it's... Samantha's out of town, and I'll be I'll have my grandson with me unless he's at his ball game. Of course, then he'll be coming back with me. So I have to do it to where, you know, my grandson didn't go, Pop, Pop, what are you doing?
Tonight, Roger, I would be over here with Rick Springfield in concert, but I'm emceeing the Joseph Pfeiffer Kiwanis Camp tribute to Sanford Tolet. And Sanford Tolet is, I think it's Tolet. I got to make sure and get his last name correct. But he's given 50 years of his life to this camp, this summer camp. It's been going on a long time. It was founded back in the 1920s. So I'm going to be doing that tonight. Always cool to help out organizations. I've heard about the Joseph Pfeiffer Kiwanis Camp for a long time. But about 60 kids per week during the summer, each week, having a camp experience. A lot of them don't have the money to do it, and it's just really a good deal. So honored to be able to honor Sanford
very
tonight.
Good.
All right, who's our contestant there, Christian?
We have Josh, not the one related to this show, I don't believe.
Gotcha, Josh. That would be funny if it was. Josh, good morning. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
We're doing good. Don't get too excited about being on with us, but I'm glad you're with us. All right, here we go. I'm going to ask a question, or throw out a statement, rather. And Roger and Christian are going to give you their opinion, whether it's fact or crap. You can go with their opinion or you can go with your own. Are you ready?
Turn up the pot one for me real quick, Christian. Ready?
Shut up, Josh.
I get to play that to it,
oh
Josh.
My gosh. That's just like I was just saying. Clear the road. It's like Michael Jordan. Just give me the ball, everybody clear it. Let me
you
just
sure
shot,
did.
Josh.
You sure did. Because I'm right beside you anyway. Josh, good luck, man. Here we go.
Here we go, Josh. All right. You can play the music in the background, too, if you want to. Here we go. When Tupac Shakur died, his mother had him cremated. Then she and some of his friends rolled his ashes into a blunt and smoked it. Fact or crap, Roger Scott?
Let me tell you about it. She was a militant, he thought a lot about her.
Okay.
I'm on her side. Yeah, I'm on her side.
True.
Absolutely, I'm on her side.
Is this fact?
It's 100% fact, because I know that she did that.
Christian,
meant a lot.
You know his music probably better than Roger. What do you think? Is that true?
Why? Why does he know it?
True, fact or crap?
I believe it's a fact, yes.
All right, Josh, now it's pretty wild out there, and these guys can be misleading you. What do you think, fact or crap?
I'm also going to fact.
When Tupac Shakur died.
Not Shapur.
Tupac Shapur. Shapur.
Tupac Shapur.
That's the guy that works for Frank Fletcher.
It's Uncle Shapur.
That is Tupac Shapur.
Tupac Shapur.
This is Tupac Shakur.
Oh, by the way, we saw Sham last night. Yeah.
Oh, how about Sham, that was Jamal. Great seeing Sham,
When Tupac Shakur died, his mother had him cremated. Then she and some of...
Have you been smoking Tupac?
This is a crazy story. Then she and some of his friends rolled his ashes into a blunt and smoked it.
Was she a Black Panther?
Is a fact.
Yeah.
It is a fact.
Yeah. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
All right. One more, Josh. And you
good luck, Josh. That's one. And you got one. You got two chances to get one.
Here we go. Cher, the entertainer.
I know her well.
Who has been around, she's probably mid-70s now.
She is, yeah.
She puts Tom Cruise in her top five of all time when it comes to sex. Is that a fact? Or is it crap? We'll start with Christian. You want to take that first? Fact or crap?
Man, I didn't know that they had been intimate.
Well, hey, it may not be. That's what I'm saying. It may be. That's may not be true. That's why you got to give me your opinion. Fact or crap, Christian?
Yeah. This is a shot in the dark. I'll go fact.
All right, Roger.
Here's the thing. I'm like Christian. I had no idea that they might have even been a thing. I think she may have been referring to Nick Cage and not Tom Cruise. I'm going to say that is Crapperino.
All right, you're split on the answers there, Josh. What you going to go with?
You know, that's so wild. I'm going to say fact. Just because it is true. That's crazy.
All right. Good luck.
Cher puts Tom Cruise in her top five of all time when it comes to sex. Is... A fact.
Wow.
You is a
Way
fact.
To go. Way to go.
I did not know that they were.
I wonder what the other top five is.
Yeah. I didn't even know they crossed paths. Did they do a movie together or something?
Well,
I don't know.
She was boning every young man.
I
don't know.
Holy
what?
Cow.
What?
Sorry, kids.
Kids are in school. No, kids are in school.
Josh, good job, buddy. You were going to the hog game if you want to.
Yeah,
good
if
job,
you want
bud.
To.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then the tickets will stay there.
Outstanding.
Thank you, Josh. Hey, Josh.
Josh, shut up.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
I do want to thank Daniel and Vanessa Ellison and their family over there at Arkstar Municipal Equipment, Highway 270 Grill, for sponsoring Factor Prep. Roger, that means we have one more game to play today. Justin Moore finished the lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. So that will be coming up. We've already teased it by saying that. What, Roger? That it, you know, for us to get the way we are, we don't know how we got to be the way we are.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
but
right.
Justin knows.
All I want. Cher and Tom Cruise had a brief but memorable romantic fling in 1985.
Well, he was young.
Wow, he was young.
He was 20 in his early. 22, 23.
Risky business, Color of Money,
it is.
Tom Cruise.
Of course, she would have been, let's see, she'd have been in her 40s or 50s.
After meeting
40s,
30s. Madonna. Mm-hmm. At Sean Penn's wedding, Cher, then 38 or 39, well, this is what's wild, so it doesn't seem that far-fetched, and Cruz, then 23, bonded over their shared dyslexia.
Wow.
Yeah, so I guess he said, hey... You want to go do this word?
The other part we need to find out is who are the other people in the on the list?
That's
Did
she leave off Sonny? Like, is he just off the list?
She may have been one. Did she say what was the question?
Allman, one of the
Greg Allman.
Top five. He was in the top five of
best lovemakers.
Yes.
Okay, and she may have given Sonny that out of respect. I mean, it could have been the love of her life.
Dwayne Allman.
I don't think it was Ted Danson
here.
Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer.
Oh, wow. Val Kilmer's on there.
Oh, Rob Calamanelli.
Who was that?
She married that dude.
Bagel Baker.
He was the name she dated.
18 years her junior.
Bagel, yeah.
And then Greg Allman, which I met. Oh, Gene Simmons.
Oh, well, that makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
Gene Simmons.
She's one of, 5,000 that he claims to have had. Is that right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, but he also had a specialty.
Yes.
And off the air.
You better.
I'm telling you, off the air, I'm going to tell you about that specialty, and I'm going to tell you what I found out at Pop's Lounge.
Hey,
because what happens at Pop's Lounge? Well, except off the air. It don't stay there.
Danny West coming up at 8:30. Tell us what's going on with recruiting. Don't forget, Razorbacks play at 7 o'clock tonight. I want to make sure I got that right. Yeah, I think what happened, it was supposed to be at 2, but they changed the game to 7 because of weather. I'm not sure, you know, what the situation is, but they'll play tonight at 7. They win tonight. That's a big series win. Have never beaten Texas before. Last night was a first. Guys, they play Ole Miss at home tonight. What time is that? Is that 6 o'clock? Christian, I would imagine it's at 6. So that means Randy will cut his show, probably cut it off early,
baseball?
I would think. Yeah. Let me see. Here it is. 6 o'clock, Baum Walker. Yeah. So Randy, that means the pregame is 5:30. So, Double R, you look like you get off again.
I'll be taking my wife, Cher, out for our anniversary dinner tonight. Not sure if it is or not. I don't want to screw it up. Going to be going to see Tupac Shakur.
Tupac
Shapur.
Congrats to both Trojans, the Little Rock Trojan golf team, men's golf team, and the Arkansas State Red Wolves men's golf team. Both of them won the conference championship.
Yeah.
Very nice job there. Also, we mentioned F1 racing. If you like that, it's going to be in Miami this weekend. Also, too, did you see the number one word that's used now to describe 2026? What is the word that is used to describe 2026?
Is it
a survey?
Normal word?
It's a normal word, yes.
Okay.
I'll give you number one and number two.
Give me the first letter.
S.
S. Shemp Show?
No, but you're heading in the right. You're in the right.
I'm in the right direction.
State of mind.
Shocker?
Nope.
Shambles?
Nope.
Sheesh?
No, it's a condition that the human spirit that you could find yourself in when things are going crazy.
Shallow,
starts with an S.
Shaken, and things start going south.
Shell shock.
If you're thinking about this life now, what does it do to you? If you went to see a counselor, what would you
say?
Sad? No, I'm not sad, but I am
suppressed.
Close.
Oh, wow, really?
Close. Okay. Stressful.
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 Yeah.
Stressful.
Was it not as stressful as this question?
Stressful,
was?
Number one. Number right. two, challenging. So, do you when you look at this year, do you go, oh my God, 2026 is stressful?
Dude, here's what I'm telling you.
I go blessed.
We are blessed. But last night, we're talking about some stuff.
Bo, are you off the air? Never mind. We were just gonna talk about your new marriage. Everybody wants to know.
And your old one, I guess. I don't. We'll balance it out. I'm telling the guys yesterday over at Hey Siri, which by the way they won.
Yeah.
They did. Shout out first of all to Jana and Jason Atkinson.
Yes.
From Benton.
Yes.
And she listens. She listens. Now she got her husband listening. You met him.
Oh, that's right. Very nice couple.
Very nice couple. They're fantastic. Well, then I asked him. I said, dude, I've never paid $4 for gas yet. I said, but I paid $3.95 last night. And they go, well, where'd you go? I went anywhere.
Yeah, it's we're still under $4.
Yeah, I know, but they went. $3.95. Yeah, I paid $3.79. You're happy?
Oh yeah! Congratulations, Bo.
You wouldn't do this if you weren't.
Hey, a week ago you got married.
Yeah.
Listen, awesome. It was all over the internet. What?
Yeah, you have been linked with Cher now as well. Her top five loves.
What portion of the program?
Is it the Springer portion? I've never seen Bo so in love.
No, never
so just. Smitten with Kara. And
wonderful human.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's the most amazing human on the
really
planet.
Is. Really is.
Perfect she for me. With you. Yeah,
perfect
yeah.
for me.
A lot of people, you know what? You know. Chuck said if he would just look at me with those same eyes. Yeah. You know,
I used to when we first started doing a show together.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun, but I don't know.
So congratulations, man.
Man, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, you're going to go on your honeymoon next week.
Yeah,
yeah. And so I saw you on your 1 day, your 24 hour anniversary, and now your week anniversary.
1 week, still going strong.
And she's here. She's here. She's here. Yeah. First time to Oakland.
No, she's here.
Hotel and all that.
Yeah, cool. If she loves sports, there's a kid of a coach, you know, and grew up around sports her whole life and gets the job that we do and enjoys it. And she's an occupational therapist and she deals with kids every day.
Yeah.
So she's perfect for me.
Yeah.
So she knows exactly how to talk to me.
Right.
And a lot of them have needs. I have, you know, so it's like she knows how to communicate with
me. It's perfect. Yeah. You know, it's not easy being around Bo. You know, being married to Bo and everybody, there's Bo. There's Bo. There's Bo. Hello, Bo. Gotta get an autograph,
he's
Bo.
He's legendary.
That's true.
He's legendary. Absolutely. I don't know why your statue isn't up there.
Wow. People that don't know what Basil looks like mean they obviously don't follow him on Facebook Live. But they think every other media person is Basil.
That's
your
point.
If you come to Oakland, you're like, hey, what do you do? Well, we do a show. Oh, you're Basil.
Yeah.
You're David Basil.
Exactly.
I've never seen him.
I got Ralph a cup of coffee this morning, and the lady who doesn't know me from Adam sees the shirt and goes, where's Basil? So, hell, lady, I don't know.
Hey, I swear. I pull into the valet at the hotel last night, and the guy says, oh, you're, he took my name. And it's, oh, you're the Bo Mattingly that does the show. I'm like, yeah. He said, where's Chuck?
Wow.
Yeah.
You got that.
Yeah, just that's what I get. Where's Chuck? Where's the voice of the Razorbacks?
Okay.
We have
Roger, we know our role.
We know
it's the fight in the Bobby Hopper tunnel.
That's
back a long way.
It's going to be Captain America fighting himself, Captain America.
We've talked about it. I know you got to get back, Bo, but we've talked about, you know, we're talking with Bart, your producer, for how many years? How long have you been with Bart now?
Bart and I have been working together for probably 15.
I was about to say at least 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So we talked about maybe having a producer bowl. We did that with Josh and Christian.
Yep, yep.
But Christian is our new producer, very high intellect guy,
29 years
older soul. And of course, Bart knew every word, every answer last night to trivia.
Yep.
And you knew that. And so maybe a cross show competition.
Yeah. Well, we got to figure out how to just simulcast our two shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that would
be
a
cool.
Week.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how we're going to do it. You can make it happen.
Well,
you
listen,
can make anything happen.
Well, he can make it happen that it happens. But we'll need your technician.
Well, the most impressive thing is that Bo gets off, he and Chuck get off at 9.
I know.
I better go.
Yeah. Go ahead. Congratulations, you and Kara. Yeah,
hey, that's really kind of you guys.
Yeah,
that's really kind of you guys.
I've never seen you happier.
I never have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. Really blessed.
I've never been happy.
I don't know if you go to church, or I'm not talking about you, but if you're listening. But, you know, when you hear about more than you could ask or imagine, or God wants to bless you immeasurably more than you can even imagine, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, that's
awesome. Amen.
That's awesome. Very, very
way to go, Bo.
Bo Mattingly.
Bo Mattingly, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
It's a high bar for the rest of us.
He just
look at the guns on the guy.
I know his guns.
I know what happened to him.
I tell you what happened
Bo
to him.
Bo was a thinner guy back in the day.
He really was. He's off the Ozempic. he's happy.
Let's take a break. And we haven't visited with Danny West. Seems like it's been a couple weeks.
It's been a long time.
And let's see what's going on.
Maybe he could tell us about Theron.
Theron.
And Cheech Marin. Who's the new recruit? Cheech Marin?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I can't believe that it got a little share going right. Then I called him Tupac Shakur.
You did. Tupac Shakur. And it was effortless.
And that's then I want to hear, hopefully when we come back, that Christian will have captured you call me dude. Is that in the midst? When you get fired up, you do sort of lose track of who's
I go
around.
Dude.
Well, yeah, you go dude.
Well, I know, but yeah, you're my dude, up. Too. You're my boss. You're my dude. Okay. You're my dude, bro.
We're here at Oakland. Glad to be here. Big racing weekend. Yeah. You got the Kentucky Oaks tonight.
It's late. The final countdown.
And the Kentucky Derby. I mean, we are praying very hard for Renegade to somehow win this thing.
For two reasons. Number one, the Arkansas connection. And just so we can search for that audio to throw it right back.
Great. All right, don't go away. 827.
Get your tickets now for the 22nd annual Double B's BuzzBecue coming May 9th to the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Go to buzzbecue.com for more.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas softball started their final regular season series of the year at Texas last night and got a win versus the defending champions, beating them 2-0. Today's game will be at 2, while Saturday's game will be at noon. Those two games can be seen on SEC Network Plus. Arkansas baseball starts their 3-game home series against 17th-ranked Ole Miss tonight. First pitch is set for 6. Coverage will be on SEC Network Plus and The Buzz. Saturday's game will be at 2 on SEC Network Plus and The Buzz. And Sunday's game will also be at 2. It'll be on the regular SEC Network and The Buzz. And the Arkansas Travelers hammered the Wichita Wind Surge last night, beating them 11-3. They'll play again tonight at 6:35. Radio coverage for all Travelers games can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Cooler temperatures on the way for today. We'll have highs reaching the mid to upper 60s, kind of similar to Thursday's weather with mostly cloudy skies, but a couple spotty showers can't be ruled out for the southern half of the state. Everyone will dry out, though, by this weekend. Temperatures back in the 70s with plenty of sunshine. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Carson Brumbaugh joins the zone each week courtesy of Pinnacle Parties. Bounce houses, tents, tables, and everything in between. Take your party to the pinnacle. Find them online at pinnacleparties.com.
Coming up Friday on Out of Bounds, we're getting set for a sports weekend that includes Razorbacks, baseball taking on Ole Miss, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, MLB games, UFL football, Mark the Magician live from Churchill Downs, giving us a Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks preview. Neil Atkinson, Bet Saracen, and Brian Edwards giving us some picks for the weekend. It's all coming up on Out of Bounds Friday. 1-4, 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of Fantastic Showers and Tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bathfitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathfitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
One day, one chance to win a dream vacation. Give blood with Our Blood Institute on Saturday, May 2nd at any mobile blood drive or donor center near you, and you could win a getaway valued up to $2,000 from Dream Vacations. One lucky donor will win, but every donor will receive a free t-shirt and a Magic Springs theme and water park ticket. Donate blood on Saturday, May 2nd. Reserve your appointment now at obi.org/events. That's obi.org/events.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansas.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
But that's what Tom Mars is alluding to.
Well, dude, is
did you just call me dude?
I did. I'm sorry, dude. Do it again. I missed it.
One more time there, Ken Christian. Great song.
Good song.
That's what Tom Mars is alluding to.
Well, here. Dude, is
did you just call me dude?
I did. I'm sorry.
Well, dude.
Dude, but you're
Christian,
my butt, dude.
When he gets fired up, he just dude.
So, dude. But my point at that time was, bruh, the gas prices.
We are here at Oaklawn. Racing will get underway here shortly. Gates open at 11. Yeah. And beautiful weekend. Come over here and get the spa treatment. Get your hotel room. Get you a good meal. Gamble a little bit. We don't know if our man Ralph Schuster played the slots last night or not. No, it doesn't look like it. He's the golden touch guy.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a beautiful day today and tomorrow. You got the Kentucky Oaks tonight. Of course, you've got the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. Let's check in with our man, Danny West, who we haven't talked to, it seems like, in a couple weeks, if we can, Christian.
Give me 1 second on his open. It got covered up.
It got covered up.
No, listen, I was telling Bo, and I was telling Bo's wife, I don't know if I told Chuck, that you take those complimentary slippers that's in your room.
Yeah, you talked about that last night. You gave a pair to the last place team.
It was next to last.
Next to last.
Well, they were going to the last place, but the last place people left.
Yeah. Do you? They have a robe in there too, right? You got robe and slippers.
Yeah. But that's not complimentary. The slippers are.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The slippers, the pens. The stationery,
would they let you walk through the casino with the robe on?
Probably not.
You know what we didn't do again this year? We did not get you doing the old man.
I know. I thought about it. Really, I don't bring it up.
We've really missed out on that. Well, I need some help from you to get us past the finish line.
You don't need help from Jack. You don't accept help from Jack.
I don't. We should. I'm very disappointed we didn't get that done.
Well, listen, we'll you want me to keep bugging you
no,
about
it's too late.
It?
It's too late now.
Well, no, I'm talking about next season.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, let's get it done. You got it there, Christian?
I don't. I will find it. Let's just go to him and...
You talking about Danny West?
Yes.
W-E-S-S? It's not on the Friday deal?
It is not. It got covered up.
Shut up, Josh! I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
Is he usually on Taiwan?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Well, I'll punch him up and I'll find it.
All right. Danny?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey!
Hey, buddy, listen, do we have his open?
He's looking for it.
Hey,
he lost.
No open.
It got
no
lost.
Open necessary, man.
You're getting it.
I appreciate it.
All right, let's see. Christian, I'm going to help. Well, got it. Here we go.
Oh, yes. Now it's time for the That's man that knows
now,
where
here we go.
From hogsports.com.
He's known across the state as the king of recruiting. He's a sea of knowledge when it comes to the future of the Hogs, and he's jumping into the mayhem on the Buzz.
From HogSports.com, it's Danny West, presented by HJ Trailer Sales. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or visit them in Hot Springs on Albert Pike.
All right, now we're official.
And I haven't seen HJ Trailer Sales at Trivia in a while. Welcome, Danny.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Good. We had, it seemed like we hadn't talked to you forever. What have you been up to? What's going on?
That's right, man. I'll tell you, I got down and got to see the Razorbacks a few times and was down on Saturday for the spring game, of course. And here we roll into the month of May, Baz, and recruiting starting to heat up a little bit. Lost one last night. Let's lead off with the bad news first, shall we?
Yes.
They did lose one out of Bryant again last night. Let's just talk about it. Bryant defensive end Samuel Nelson committed to OU last night, Oklahoma. And if that name sounds familiar to you guys, he's the younger brother of Matthew Nelson, who just signed with Oklahoma in December. So Matthew just got on campus a few months ago. This was going to be really tough for Arkansas to overcome. He's the number one player in the state, though, fellas, so this one got away. You know, I think they've done a pretty good job of trying to build that wall and, you know, trying to strengthen the in-state crop again. But, man, this one was going to be an uphill climb simply because of the timing of it all. You know, that's just a lot to overcome right now. It's OU. They're, you know, 10-win season, college football playoff, and they just got his brother. I say all that to say this, guys. It is a miss on Arkansas's part, but misses don't hurt you like they used to, do they? So, you can think about it one or two ways. Yeah, it sucks to lose him, but maybe you get them back in a year or two after they develop. Who knows?
Yeah, certainly can be the case. And was it a straight up money deal or don't know or just
I think it was probably a straight up OU deal, okay. Family deal.
Sure.
And I'm sure that, you know, I can't speak for the kid on that front, but I'm sure there was something. I'm sure he ain't going for free.
Sure. Well, what else? Well, that's not great news. But what else you got? Tell me. Go ahead.
So potential good news to make up for that. Tomorrow we're going to find out at 3:45 p.m. out of Marion, Arkansas, running back Jeremiah Dent, who's been, Arkansas has had him number one on their target board for the last few months. You know, they got in early December. They didn't offer until, I want to say, January 25th, somewhere in that range. And immediately after they offered, they put him top of the board, told him, hey, you're the guy we want. Now, they went on to offer a few others in the state. Trey Stewart right there at Little Rock Central, now starting to hear some buzz with Kansas and Arkansas. So he'll decide on Sunday. And, 24 hours after Jeremiah. So I'll tell you this, guys. Jeremiah Dent has it down to Arkansas, Ole Miss, Miami, Auburn, and Vanderbilt. And I think you can probably cancel out three of them. Don't want to overspeak for JD here. But I think probably Ole Miss or Arkansas. And as of this morning, I haven't changed my prediction. Still feel pretty good about the Razorbacks so far today. But that would be number eight. Guys, if they can get him, that would be the eighth commitment for this year's class and probably lessen the sting a little bit of losing Samuel last night.
Yeah, I've noticed that, too. It seems to be just what I've been able to pay attention to, that we've made some offers for future, and I don't know what year they are, but for future players here in Arkansas, a Parkview running back, and then I think a kid up Northwest Arkansas defensive lineman. Is that something you notice, just an emphasis on his part? I'm going to go after the kids I think are good players in Arkansas. Or do you are those? I mean, what sort of you think the strategy there is? Because it seems, I hadn't heard much about these players. I don't know, but you know them better than I do.
Sure. Well, not always, but yeah, Sadiq Goji. I hope I'm saying that right. Trying not to disrespect the young man, but a 2029 running back was offered earlier this week. You're absolutely right, out of Little Rock Parkview. And I tell you, man, they've put out quite a few through the years. We saw last Saturday, if you were at the red-white game, I guess, you saw one of their Parkview running backs, Cam Settles, had a really good day, surprised a lot of people, Baz. I thought he really looked good, well-rounded running back out of Parkview. So I don't know a ton about Sadiq yet, but yeah, to answer your question, Baz, I do. I think they're trying their best to get an early head start. And what that allows you to do is when that 2029 class rolls around, maybe you don't find yourself in the situation where Oklahoma comes in and they've been on them longer than you have as the home state. You don't need that. And I think they're trying their best to put an end to it. I think the Nelson family situation was very much an outlier based on the timing of it all. And again, hey, you never say never, boys. We've seen it time and time again over the last few years. You know, guys, they get to a place, maybe they get a little bit homesick, maybe the money looks better back home after a year or two. We'll see. But, man, these are two guys that grew up calling the Hogs, going to games. I actually gave them a fair chance for the younger brother this time around. But, you know, ultimately he chose OU for now. But again, never say never. I don't think it's completely over.
What did you think of the spring game of the players in the spring? You know these players better than anybody because you have to keep up with them, whether it be transfer portal or signees. What did you think at the end of the day? Maybe the players you thought would turn out to be really good were, or maybe that were some surprises for you.
Sure. Yeah, I hit on it a little bit yesterday, but the cornerback spot is one that I probably had circled going into spring as maybe a real concern, and I probably feel better about that one, Baz. Now, again, I don't want to overhype this team. I'm probably somewhere around the 5-win range currently, 5-6, but man, I do. I think they've elevated their talent across the board. The thing you have to keep in mind is so has everybody else. It just scales at the same time. Everybody's got players, and that's the hard part is keeping that in mind. But, man, I think the defensive line is drastically improved. I may sound like an idiot this fall when they go out there and play, but I think just the fundamental fact of having more guys that look better just makes me feel better. They go 8-9 deep now inside.
I know.
And a year ago at this time, if you lined up the defensive line, man, it's worrisome when you compare that group to the other SEC defensive lines around the conference. Man, you could tell it stuck out like a sore thumb. And we all knew it. We all questioned, did they get enough on the interior D-line last year? Does Quincy have enough help? And Quincy wasn't even a known commodity yet. But they had no help for him on that D-line, and now I think they've got a couple of guys, not only inside, but you add a Sackham Souls, whatever they're calling him out on the edge. I was really impressed with him Saturday. Quincy looked good, but I'll tell you this, on the other side there, they had him matched up quite a bit with Kavion Broussard, your new starting left tackle.
Yeah.
And that's the position I was looking at because we know Quincy's really good. You know, he turned down first, second round money. He's good. I was worried about the left tackle spot, and Baz, I felt pretty good about the guy. Now, he got beat a few times. That's going to happen, but I think they're going to be okay on the left side. My question might be on the D-line, did you sign difference makers or just a bunch of the same caliber guys? And even if they only got the same caliber guys and got a bunch of them, I still say that's a drastic improvement from last year.
Well, I will go with the fact that, you know, that you watch him say next year, same looks better, but he may get the same result. Hopefully that won't be the case. Well, Danny, hey, great to catch up finally. Glad to have you back with us, and keep up the good work. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Daniel. Yes, sir. Thank you, boys. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks to HJ Trailer Sales. Appreciate them.
Yeah, we do.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We may end up getting Ella McDowell at some point, too, either when we come back from this break. We can try it. Also have Heather Baker coming up.
All right.
David Longinati. And we got to do a little Justin Moore finish the lyric.
We got to finish it up. We'll finish the lyric.
All right. Don't go away. 844 here at Oaklawn.
All the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts the glow on every face of the...
And they're off and running into the final weekend at Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. Live racing hits the home stretch Thursday, April 30th through Saturday, May 2nd, and Oaklawn is closing the meet wide open. It's the horsepower giveaway, and this one's a photo finish. From the paddock, down the stretch, one lucky player will thunder into the winner's circle with a brand new Ford Bronco Raptor, sponsored by Riser Ford, awarded Saturday, May 2nd. Earn your entries by playing in Oaklawn's 24/7 smoke-free casino, over 1,500 slots plus blackjack, roulette, craps, and more. Or you can settle up at the track, earn entries through May 2nd, and stay alive until the final call Friday night post time for the encore, Rick Springfield, live at the Oaklawn Event Center. You can also add elite dining, the award-winning Astros Spa, and wall-to-wall action all weekend. It's down to the stretch, to the wire. Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. Go to oaklawn.com for more fun and excitement.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We want to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Lost in the real estate jungle? Boundary or easement dispute? Title problem? Hire Lion Legal. There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of legal lions. When in war, you need the roar. For exceptional communication and exceptional results in all real estate-related legal matters, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram store right here in Sherwood. Well, you know, I looked this up, and we've been in business since 1989. That's a long time. You know, many dealers have come and gone. We believe our pricing policy and our service after the sale have served us well. As you know, folks, we post our sale prices, which we call green tags, right on the windshield. This way, everyone gets the same price, and there's no hoops or no negotiations to jump through to get to the bottom line. I don't like saying so many thousands off. That's very confusing. It's off of what? And does that affect my interest rate? So I like to keep things simple. My promise is this: we will not be undersold. We value your time and your decision. Come visit us in Sherwood on Roaring Road, or check us out with our green tag pricing on FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
Chevy Trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to... Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with five available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious... With multiple engine options and impressive towing, while Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy Trucks are right there with you. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Get in the conversation with Life and Feedback at 1037thebuzz.com. Presented on Out of Bounds by Chevy Retail Group. Chevy Colorado eats up the road with five available gears, and Silverado has the muscle to tow. Life and Feedback from Chevy Retail Group, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
There he goes.
There he goes.
It is 8:49. Still seeing if we can track down Ella McDowell.
Ella McDowell.
Heard from Coach Dyfel this morning. She She wanted to get on with us. By the way, Razorbacks go to 40 wins. That is the eighth 40-win season in program history. Six of those, Roger,
right,
have come under 11th-year coach Courtney Dyfel.
I know. So I read that today.
Yeah, that's impressive.
In the paper of note.
Yeah, very impressive. Hawks win last night, 2-0.
40 wins is impressive.
Yep.
And it shows you that the only thing that Coach Dyfel has not achieved at the University of Arkansas, I assume, is the World Series Championship.
That's right. That's right. That game time is night is 7 o'clock. We were able to watch it here at Mainline Sports Bar last night while doing trivia. That was a lot of fun. Our man Steve Qualls and his group won last night.
Siri came in first, actually. Yeah. Shout out again to Jenna and Jason Atkinson of Benton. She listens to the show. She missed her son's ball game last night to come here and hang out and do trivia. They used to listen to another station, and she turned her husband on to us, and they've been listening ever since. So it's, and they were very kind, very fine people.
661-1037, if you want to be a part of the show, I was looking, Roger. It was on this day in history. You talked about Nolan Ryan early in the week. On this day, 1991, Nolan Ryan threw his seventh no-hitter for the Texas Rangers. How old was he when he did that?
In 1979? 1991. He was 47 years old.
44, which I think that was the last one of the no-hitters. So,
right.
So anyway, pretty darn amazing. You're 44. You're 44 and you throw a no-hitter in the majors.
That arm.
Yeah.
A 44-year-old man having that arm to still be able to do that.
Roger, what happened on this day in 1967, not sports-related, but music-related, that you and I would be aware of, that not many other, but
1967?
Because we're fans of Elvis Presley. What could have happened?
He got out of the service.
Nope.
No, hold on.
1967.
It
happened in Las Vegas.
Oh, he got married.
He got married. What was the wife's name?
Priscilla Beaulieu.
Yeah, I never can pronounce that. And how long did the marriage last?
Was it 9 years? No. Was it, a little girl was 4 years?
Yeah, it lasted 73, so that would be 6 years.
Okay.
Also,
damn it,
I ran across something the other day, Roger. Remember the last girlfriend he had, the blonde, of note?
When he died?
I think it's not when it, maybe just before that.
Ginger Alden?
Yeah. So, did you know that she's a songwriter?
No.
She apparently, I don't know if this is true. I read it somewhere that said she was commenting that she wrote the song that Whitney, I don't know if this is complete BS. She wrote the song that Whitney Houston made, not the cover of
Dolly.
Of Dolly, but the other slow ballad that, and she goes, yeah, I wrote that because it reminded me, I wrote that about Elvis. I'm like, what?
We got to find the song.
I have never, yeah, it's... Well,
let me throw this one out there. What'd you say? What was the song? Go ahead.
It's one where she hits the big high notes.
We'll look up.
Who is this?
Whitney. Look up Whitney. Houston has two major, where she hits the high notes. It might have been a Bodyguard. I don't know, but I'll always love
somebody.
What's that?
No, it wasn't that fast.
No, this is the slow ballad. This is where she hits.
What have we got in Whitney? Here's something. That's why you're looking up to Whitney songs. Here's something that I learned from our mutual friend Ron Moquette. He's an Elvis fan. He likes his gospel a little bit more than that. He's telling me that, showing me a video of something that, and I said, "Are you sure you're not talking about Whitney Houston's mother, Sissy?" He goes, "No, I know about her, but did you know that Beyonce's mother sang back up with Elvis?"
Is that right?
I said, I don't know if that's right.
I've never heard that.
I said, I've never heard that at all. I said, I went so far as to say, I never even knew
so
Beyonce
had
that.
I would not think Beyonce's mom was old enough.
I wouldn't either.
Well, what is it for Elf? Is that it? I don't know if that's it. I don't know if that's it. Is
love, it could be it.
I think there's another one, too. I think she did in The Bodyguard where she...
I remember long ago.
No, remember The Bodyguard where she... There's a
crescendo?
Yeah. I think the easiest way to do it, did Elvis's girlfriend write a song for Whitney Houston?
And did Beyonce's mother sing backup?
If you put... Yeah, I think both of those are...
And there's a horse running in Louisville this weekend. T.O. Elvis?
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Ron Moquette sent us that. Yeah,
Ron Moquette.
Every time I hear that, I think of the hotel.
You have to.
What is that?
Jim Baudette.
Is that what it is?
We'll leave the light on for you.
Good Lord. 661-1037. Also, too, speaking of music, there's a birthday today. I expect you... Is it true, Ralph? Huh? It wasn't her.
What's this?
That's her.
Oh, okay. No, I said Ginger Alden.
Oh, it says Linda Thompson, but that's one of the girlfriends.
I have nothing.
Yeah, that's what's that? That is a.
Do we have that?
Yeah, it's a huge ballad.
Let's hear I Have Nothing.
Yes, yeah, so one of her big. Yeah, Linda Thompson wrote that because I wrote it about Elvis.
And who's your children by?
What?
Caitlyn Jenner.
What now?
Yeah, Linda Thompson.
She
was married to Bruce Jenner, I believe.
She was?
We do not have I Have Nothing in the system.
Yeah, trust me, it is a major ballad. But anyway, Roger, the fact of the matter, I never knew that Elvis's girlfriend had done that. Also, give me the answer for this one, Roger. This guy's really known for two songs. One, I remember Acri interviewed him on his show.
Linda Thompson and Bruce Jenner.
I had no idea.
Kids are by, yeah.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
Well, it's very crazy.
Ray Parker Jr., go. Three
Ghostbusters.
When you're in love. Acri had him on the show one
day. He sure did. He talked about that. When you're in love, he had two great songs.
That was a very
Ghostbusters. Well, you go. He said he hated that too, right?
Did he?
Isn't that always the way?
The other great song, I didn't realize this, Roger, but Rita Coolidge.
Oh, yeah.
Rita Coolidge is 81 today.
She's still alive.
And speaking of Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote a song that was used in Ghostbusters 2. It was not her version, but what is her song that she's known for? And I didn't know this when I saw this. I didn't know that.
Give me the first letter.
Why? You're blank. You're blank.
You're blank.
Blank, 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 blank.
Your love.
Oh, thank you. There, go ahead. Go ahead, Christian.
I don't hate this version. I like it.
Then I've ever
I forget about this one. I don't know which one the one that is with Ghostbusters. A little bit more up tempo, I think. Got a little jam to it.
It's got a little Temptation stank.
Ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-ma-bum.
Your love is lifting me higher.
I think it's a slower version than what you're
We
got to get the Whitney Houston song. So Linda Thompson wrote that about Elvis.
How about that? I had no idea, and I didn't know that there was
You may have. You had to know that. You just.
I really didn't.
You
I,
forgot.
Yeah, I guess I did.
I'm telling you what you forgot.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, really. Yeah, yeah. She was married to Bruce Caitlin Jenner.
And I didn't realize this. Rita Coolidge is whose ex-wife?
I know. Give me the initials.
KK.
KK.
Yeah, how many guys are named KK? Come on, man.
I know.
A well-known songwriter. Big name.
A Rolling Stone writer?
No, songwriter. Very big songwriter.
Ken Kercheval. No, he was in Dallas.
Country, mostly country.
Oh, Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah.
Duh.
How about that?
Nailed it. Freaking nailed it.
See, the notes here, it goes, she's Kris Kristofferson's ex-wife. They divorced in 1980. She also used to share herself with Stephen Stills. Whoa.
She used to share herself.
That's what
kind of writing is going on?
That's part of our service, man.
Dude, I love some of our service. You can tell what side of the, where they swing.
Yeah, well, how about that?
How about she shared herself?
All right, we're here.
You know what? Do you share yourself with me?
Look, our friends are already shutting down.
They go.
They're going home. They're
are
going,
y'all going to have
they're
lunch
going to the spa.
Now?
They're going to the Astral Spa
there they
next.
Go right there. That's why they make
we've
the
got
big bucks.
We've got another hour to go.
We've
so,
got another hour
we're
to talk
do it.
About them.
We're going to fight our way through this thing.
Yes, we can do it.
Got Heather Baker and David Longinati.
Finish the lyric.
We got to do it. Just to finish the lyric, yes.
Yes, yes. Bo, yes, Bo.
I was just going to say, if you guys want to tear down, I'll do a segment where y'all tear down.
Well played.
And y'all do that. And like when you're done, you come back and finish the show.
Well, all right, when we come back, it'll be Bo Mattingly on Morning Mayhem.
We could be digging a ditch here. You know?
That's right. That's right.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my iron wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr.